And we are back in the Santa Fe Baking Company, the geographical center of the universe, with Kate Nelson, who is with us speaking of the arts. She's with the New Mexico History Museum. Welcome.
Good morning. What a great morning.
It is a great morning. And Juana Colon from the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So you've got a film festival coming up.
We do. Tomorrow night in Santa Fe, we have the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, and it's a benefit for the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. It's open to the public. It's going to be fun. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion, and the pavilion is the big building at the Santa Fe Farmers Market.
Right.
I think the word pavilion being so fancy is kind of throwing people off.
It's where you get the coffee when you go to the farmers market
exactly,
on Saturday morning.
Exactly. And there's going to be a number of short format films. There's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be a raffle. There'll be food and drink available. And it should be a really good time.
Now, what kinds of films are in the Wild and Scenic Festival?
They are, they vary. They're short format. There's mostly like documentary on adventure, on nature. There's some films. One is on tailings, which was made in New Mexico and actually won an award at the Santa Fe Independent Films Festival.
Oh, cool.
I can't remember the year, but it's a short format, and it's about the uranium mining tailings that are left near Grants, New Mexico.
Very important.
And there's also some fun movies. They're really short. And
are there any, like, extreme parachuter, biker, squirrel flyer kind of things?
We don't have that film.
Ah, okay.
It was
you
available.
You are so weird. But
what?
And it's and the whole night is going to be kind of, you know, really uplifting. I think we need that now after Tuesday. Really kind of exciting, and I think it'll be a really good time.
Well, that is at the Farmers Market on Farmers Market Pavilion on Saturday evening, starting at 6 in the evening.
6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30, so people can come in. You can buy your tickets. You can come in and check out the silent auction, which varies from jewelry, artwork, opera tickets. I think we also have somebody giving away, they'll do your taxes next year. So you can check that out. And
will they do them without laughing at me?
I think you can ask them to do that. They're pretty professional.
You have to provide your own mask.
I think I might have to.
Juana Colon is with the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, and they are on the web at nmelc.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having it.
Now, Kate Nelson, what's happening?
There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and I'm going to start by pointing out some of the great things going on at the state museums this weekend.
Excellent.
Tonight is Free Friday night at the Museum of Art and the New Mexico History Museum, and we both have openings. Over at the Museum of Art, it's Hunting and Gathering, New Additions to the Museum's Collection. This is curator Carmen Vendelin's first exhibit for the museum, and it's huge. One of her coworkers was calling it a heroic effort. I walked through it yesterday. It's 160 or 170 artworks that they've acquired over the last few years, paintings, photographs, sculptures, and they're pieces that wouldn't normally be put together in the same exhibit, so they're forcing the artworks to have conversations with one another that they wouldn't normally have, and then you, the visitor, having a different conversation as well.
And then go with a friend and have another conversation, because that's what makes it fun.
That's totally what makes it fun. There's a Patrick Oliphant political cartoon of Bill Clinton during the big scandal, and he's portrayed as Billy the Kid. You have to go just to find out where the gun is. It's opening.
I call that a teaser.
There you go. It's opening tonight, and there will be refreshments. There's music going on. And then walk across the street to the History Museum, where we're opening a sweet little exhibit of Gustav Bauman and Friends, Artist Cards from Holidays Past. These are about 50 years' worth of the holiday cards, the handmade Christmas cards that Bauman and his fellow artist friends sent to one another over the years. There's Olive Rush. There's Will Schuster with the Zozobra appearing on his Christmas card. Willard Clark. All kinds of great artists and the kinds of interactions that they were having in the Santa Fe art scene at the time. So that'll be 5 to 7 p.m. We're having ginger snaps and root beer in honor of Gustav Bauman.
Why root beer?
It relates to one of the cards, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but this was a Tom Leach decision. Tom is the director of the Palace Press and one of the curators of this. He and the other curator, Gene Moss, will be there signing copies of the book that the Museum of New Mexico Press has published with this. Think Christmas gifts, folks. This is a great opportunity.
Think Christmas gifts, folks.
I do all year long. You laugh at this. You scoff.
Well, we're also going to go to the silent auction at the New Mexico Environmental Law Center Film Festival and get Christmas gifts at the silent auction.
You could be done by the end of this weekend
it's
and then
so
just
true.
Enjoy the holiday time for what it is.
Or you could decide not. Retailers, close your ears. But you could decide not to have a consumerism-free Christmas.
You decide that. I want my presents.
Good point.
Tomorrow, up on Museum Hill, the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture is having a really neat-sounding event. This is in conjunction with the exhibit Native American Portraits. They're going to focus down on Native American hairstyles, historic and contemporary, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're going to have demonstrations of how to make the butterfly whorl, the Navajo woman's bun, the Navajo men's bun. It sounds like great fun. That's a free event up on Museum Hill.
And buns then for all.
Everyone should have buns. And then they're also having the new exhibit, Native Women Sculpting Native Women. And that's just promising to be a great exhibit. Folks like Roxanne Swensel and Tammy Garcia, and their great big outdoor pieces. That's at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture this weekend.
Excellent. And I just got an email from David Geist, who's playing at Geist Cabaret tonight and tomorrow night at Pranzo Grill. All performances are from 6 to 9, and it says, "Can you feel the love tonight?"
That sounds great.
No, it's always great to go hear him play. And, you know, you sort of like, you say, oh, I'll go next week because he's here all the time. But, you know, sometimes you just got to say, nobody's going to be here forever. So
right.
just go over there and check it out.
And there's something emotional that happens when you're hearing live music that's different than putting the CD in the machine.
And it's such an intimate space
upstairs
there. It's very nice.
All afternoon today over at the IAIA campus on Avanupo Road, they are hosting their annual open house. It's free to the public. The whole campus is open, and they are doing a special event at 4 p.m. naming the Sculpture and Foundry Building in honor of artist Alan Hauser. There's going to be student artwork on display, art demonstrations, refreshments, and some rarely seen works by Hauser. It's sort of his year this year. So go up to the IAIA campus from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. today.
And there is a bunch of stuff happening at St. John's College. The Dean's Lecture Series is happening today at 3:15. Galileo's Hermeticism, Classics and History, Historical and Literary Context in the Reading of Sanskrit Texts. Patrick Olivelle, the University of Texas Department of Asian Studies, Rohrbach Memorial Lecturer. Again, today at 3:15, it's in the Great Hall at the Peterson Student Center, which is on the campus of St. John's College, free and open to the public, followed by a Q&A.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Anything Galileo.
So Galileo and Sanskrit in the same sentence, I don't understand, but you know what? Go check it out.
My brain is still midway through the backflip, so it's because it's free first Friday, there's a Canyon Road Galleries are having a gallery walk from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, as well as the Gala and West Palace Art District. So that's Lincoln Avenue between Plaza and Marcy and Palace Avenue west of the plaza. Lots of the galleries are having openings. One of the really interesting ones to me is at the Sorrel Sky Gallery. Jane Chavez hand-woven horsehair baskets. I saw a picture of one of them, and they're fascinating. You can see the woven horsehair, and then it's interlaid with silver, and it sounds fascinating. It's just one of the art galleries that's having an opening tonight, and you can hop from one to one to one to one.
On Monday, Hampton Sides is going to be giving a lecture called A Forgotten Tragedy of American Arctic Exploration. He's author of the book In the Kingdom of Ice, The Grand and Terrible Polar Voyage of the USS Jeannette. He's also author of Blood and Thunder, The Epic Story of Kit Carson and the Conquest of the American West. This is happening on November 10th which is, what day of the week is that? I think it's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday at the Hotel Santa Fe, and it's part of Southwest Seminars.
I just finished reading in The Kingdom of Ice, and the book is now making its way through the History Museum staff. Everybody's really enjoying it.
It's a very good book. Hampton Sides is such a great writer that he's actually been criticized for having his novels, I mean, that's a Freudian slip, having his non-fiction read too much like a novel.
Which is exactly how it should read.
Which is how it should read, because it's so vivid and sensory.
Exactly. The characters in this Arctic voyage, you become so emotionally entangled with them. It's a wonderful job.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes you think of probably not going on an Arctic voyage yourself.
I read it in the summer, the tail end of summer, and it was great because I felt cold the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I want to read it in December. Girls Inc. of Santa Fe is hosting a film festival this weekend at the History Museum. And the films
LunaFest.
LunaFest. And they're happening on, is it tonight or Saturday? It's Saturday. And if you go to their website, we'll give you all the details. They're short films made by, for, and about women. They're starting with a reception and silent auction at Pop Gallery on Lincoln. And then they come to the History Museum for the films at 7:30 p.m.
Now, everybody is invited to a party to celebrate homeless animals, the animal shelter, and the challenge that the animal shelter won to get a $50,000 grant. So they raised over $100,000, and because we were the most fundraising animal shelter in the country that participated in this challenge, they got a $50,000 grant. So they're celebrating at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, November 11th at the San Busco Market Center. And you can go over to Tekatoo and hang out and have drinks and appetizers and hang out with the animal people.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And it's good on them for winning that challenge.
I know.
That money will be used so well.
They beat Houston.
Wow.
Houston has a few more people in it than Santa Fe, I've heard.
A few more, yeah. Yeah. Certainly a few more cars. The Santa Fe Jewish the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival is happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, over at CCA. The first film Saturday is at 6:30 p.m. and it's called Regarding Susan Sontag. And on Sunday at 4:30, it's Sukkot City, and at 6 p.m., A.K.A. Doc Pomus, who is the Jewish guy who became one of the greats of R&B, wrote the Save the Last Dance, Teenager in Love, and Viva Las Vegas.
Excellent. All great hits.
Yes.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
Oh.
Every night I ask the stars up above.
Look at you.
I did misspend some of my youth listening to classic hits of the 50s. there are cats available, not only at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and the Española Humane Society, and many other places, but also Felines and Friends. And Felines and Friends is a wonderful organization that rescues and places all kinds of kitties, giving them a second chance. This week's featured cat, the cat of the week, is Simba. He's a wonderfully affectionate kitty and will greet his humans every time he sees them. Sounds almost like a puppy.
Every kitty needs a home.
It's so true. Every kitty and doggy and... Anyway, Simba has boundless energy and loves to play. He's a handsome boy with a soft short coat and brown tabby markings, and he's just over 2 years old. If you're interested in adopting him, you can call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can also go to look at Simba or any of the other kitties on the website, fandfnm.org.
That's great. Big reminder, Tuesday is Veterans Day. And so a lot of things will be closed. The museums will be open, but so you know, one of the benefits, no fees at National Forest Recreation Areas, picnic sites, etc. And Santa Fe will have a Veterans Day parade from 10:30 to noon. It'll come from Morales Road down to the Baton Building. Wonderful opportunity to pay your respects to people who put it all on the line for us. At 3 p.m. on Tuesday, Linda Tigas and Richard Salazar will be talking at the School of Advanced Research on the Mexican Inquisition in early 18th century New Mexico. Yeah, it was alive and well. And in fact, one of the wives of a governor at the Palace of the Governors was hauled down to Mexico City to face the Inquisition on charges of being Jewish.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic, and Linda and Richard are wonderful researchers. So that'll be 3 p.m. School for Advanced Research.
So on Sunday, November 16th, oh, that's a ways away. We'll announce that next week.
Also on Tuesday evening at the Lensic, the Senegal St. Joseph Gospel Choir will be performing, and it sounds like a terrific opportunity. They blend the country's Catholic and Islamic cultures with traditional songs and gospels sung in Senegal's 4 national languages. This was a choir that was founded in 1950 by a UNESCO ambassador. 15 singers, drums, guitar, West African harp. That's 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Lensic.
Most excellent. What else have we got? Let's see. Today we have I got something from Axel Contemporary, and they are telling us that the IAIA Blood Quantum Drive Making Relatives, that's a show opening today from 3:30 to 6:30 at the Allen Hauser Sculpture Foundry Building. It's an open house and dedication ceremony at IAIA, which is a little down south in the south end of town, and the exhibition continues through the 4th of December. For more information, you can go to axelart.com. You can also visit Axel Art in front of Site Santa Fe during the Farmers Market on Saturday from 9 to noon, and at the High Mayhem Fall Concert Series on November 8th and 15th. And so the this exhibit, it's students at IAIA are bringing this project to the streets of Santa Fe. It's a student-designed and built environment that will engage and educate the public about historical and controversial indigenous issues. So what that is exactly, you got to go check it out. And the Axel Contemporary folks do a wonderful job. They've got that mobile art gallery, mm-hmm. which is an old Twinkie van that has been renovated to be a fabulous gallery.
They do great stuff. On Wednesday, two of the smartest people I've ever heard of are in town for a Santa Fe Institute lecture. Richard Rhodes and Dr. Ginger Rhodes will be talking about Why We Kill, Socialization of Violence at the James A. Little Theater, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Richard is a Pulitzer Prize winner and has written about the atomic bomb and the Spanish Civil War and just done some incredible writing. Ginger Rhodes is a licensed clinical psychologist in San Francisco who specializes in trauma treatment. I think anytime there's a horrific event in our schools, in our malls, wherever, we all say, why? They might have some interesting answers for that.
They are fabulous. We're going to try to get one or both of them on the air early next week. We've had Richard Rhodes on the air a number of times over the years, a great speaker, a great author, and a great contributor to thought about some of the biggest issues in this country, namely nuclear war and killing and things like that.
That's Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening. On another note, a reading from Lummox, number 3, a poetry anthology. It says Lummox Roadkill. Roadkill Desire. I don't know, poems, featuring Blair Cooper, John Macker, Mary McGinnis, Jane Lippman, Mitch Reyes, and Judith Toller, and Linda Wittenberg. And it's at Teatro Paraguas on Sunday, the 9th of November at 5 o'clock, 3205 Calle Marie, Suite B, right here in Santa Fe. For more information, lummoxpress.com.
This sounds like a fun family event on Sunday at 4 p.m. over at the United Church of Santa Fe. That's the one over on Arroyo Chamiso Road. The Hall Ensemble from the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra will be presenting Leopoldo the Frog and other captivating tales from the opera swamp. There you will need a ticket for that, but I think if you show up with a kid, you get a price break. So it's a family-friendly event for sure.
The Frog. Tracy Roca, new paintings, opening on November 7th. That's today. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 at Llewellyn Galleries, 1613 Paseo de Peralta. And lots of gallery openings tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't have them all in front of me, but, you know, put on your walking shoes and head around downtown.
Drop in and get inspired.
Yep. Oh, and also Heidi Lowen is having an opening tonight. It's Cobalt Kryptonite, Well, actually, that's the name of the piece that I'm looking at, which is quite beautiful. It's called Slice It Open, and the reception is tonight from 5:30 to 7:30, and there's also an open house tomorrow from 12 noon to 5. Heidi Lowen's silver and gold and sliced and furled porcelain sculptures, 315 Johnson Street here in Santa Fe, 988-2225.
That sounds great. This evening over at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus, the wonderful kids at the New Mexico School for the Arts are hosting the third rendition of Birch, B-I-R-C-H. This is a unique art show where all the work is anonymous. Some of it is created by NMSA's visual art students. Some of it is created by renowned New Mexico artists. So you take your chances, and you come home with a nice piece of art. Plus, you support the New Mexico School for the Arts, which is training up our next generation of great artists.
There is an event which is today at 7:15 called Why Life is Hard, The Spiritual Purpose of Difficulty, exploring Master Zhenzan Dao's teachings from the audio archives. It's led by Sunny Smith, and it's at Moga Dao Institute, 703 Camino de la Familia, number 3103 in the rail yard. It's right next to Buddha Fitness. For more information, mogadaoinstitute.com.
Hey, you know what tomorrow is? It's
the 8th.
It's Pierogi Fest.
Now you're talking.
My father was Polish. I grew up on all this food. It's over at Holy Trinity Orthodox Church, just around the corner here on East Cordova. They'll have mouth-watering European specialty foods, cabbage rolls, pierogies, kielbasa with sauerkraut, nut rolls, the whole thing. You can have tours of the wall icons at the church every 30 minutes during the hours that they're open. These are Byzantine-style icons. Cool time to get inside the church as well as stock up on cabbage rolls.
And if you're going to go on your weight loss diet, you start the next day.
I think so.
There is a show called Anima, Animistic Portraits of Nature, a presentation of photographs by Todd Williams on November, it's already happening. There's an opening reception today and tomorrow from 4 to 6, and where's it happening? I think it's at Downtown Subscription, next to Garcia Street Books and Photo Eye Bookstore on Acequia Madre and Garcia Street.
So if the Hampton Sides thing didn't jazz you, and it should, you have another choice for a great lecture on Monday evening, 6 p.m. The Southwest Seminars lecture at Hotel Santa Fe will be Gary Huckleberry of the University of Arizona talking on water control in an uncontrolled environment, lessons of the ancient Hohokam.
You know what? I think we're supposed to do is if Mary Lynn is in the control room, I just realized, I think we're supposed to do a ticket giveaway.
Ah.
Are we supposed to do a ticket giveaway, Mary Lynn? Okay, not clear. I will check that out while Kate Nelson entertains us.
No more singing, though. Thursday evening, one of our best friends, Hollis Walker, will be reading from her new book, The Booby Blog. This is about her experience battling breast cancer, and it started as a blog to her family and friends and then grew into a book. She'll be talking with another of our great friends, Carmela Padilla, wonderful woman, wonderful writer and historian and cultural commentator. Carmela was diagnosed with lupus, a chronic autoimmune disease, when she was just 17. So she's a pretty interesting person to be talking with Hollis about her health experience.
Very interesting. And yes, we have a pair of tickets for the New Mexico Environmental Law Center Wild and Scenic Film Festival that Juana was talking about a little while ago, featuring films about wilderness, adventure, community, and climate change tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So if you would like a pair of tickets, definitely check it out. And, call right now, 428-1382.
Sunday evening at the Lensic, there's a benefit concert for Assistance Dogs of the West. Jazz legends Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour will be performing. This will be a hot jazz night, so that'll be at the Lensic on Sunday night. They will also be joined by Tom Kennedy, and I think Will Kennedy will also be there. Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour, this is a great chance to see them here in Santa Fe in the beautiful Lensic Auditorium.
Very much so, and the music is playing. which means it's time to go.
Time to go have fun.
Time to go have fun, and let's see. And there are still performances of Death and the Maiden happening at Teatro Paraguas, and the play Gideon's Knot is opening at, as we talked about, at Warehouse 21. Lots more to do. We can never get through it all,
never.
Or rarely. And so, you know what? You just got to pick up your pasta tiempo, pick up your reporter, and get your body outside of the house and
there you go.
Go somewhere. All right. It's great to see you, Kate Nelson from the New Mexico History Museum.
It's great
Thank
to
you
be
so
here.
Much for speaking of the arts with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Have a wonderful weekend, and be kind to each other and to your animals. Hasta la vista.